Josh, did you feel like after Sunday, you know, as you're walking up the field, was it one of those days where you felt like almost everything clicked? And if so, what's that like?
Well, definitely, you know, when you go into any week and you hope to put together a plan that gives your guys a chance to go out there and execute and play fast and hopefully be productive, and then the players go out and play the way they did, it always makes you feel good. And, you know, there's definitely, certainly things we need to do better and we can improve on. I'd say plenty of things that, you know, over the course of any game that you can do better. But I thought we took care of the football. We maintained, you know, again, a good balance between our run and pass game. And then we really have been focusing hard on a lot of the situational plays and, you know, had some good production, third down, red zone, 2-minute offense, those types of things. And when your players go out and play the way that our guys did for the most part, it definitely makes you feel, it makes you feel good.
Josh, we talked a bit, about the bye week and the self-scouting process and what goes into it. What's going to be your focus with this extra time when it comes to self-scouting?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could certainly go in a bye week. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, anybody will try to do, and we will certainly try to do the best we can at it, is to identify areas, you know, that you can make some progress in or make some improvements in, or at least make your players aware of some things we need to try to do better. You know, you can't hit everything in a bye week. It's too short in terms of the time that you have with the players. but if we can find a few things that we feel like can make a difference for us in some area of our game, then that's definitely something that, you know, you try to get done. I think if you try to tackle 100 things, you probably don't get anything accomplished. So we're in the process now of trying to, you know, just look back over the first half of the season, and maybe more specifically the last so many games here, and try to focus on some things that we think that you know, that could make us better heading into the last 8 games.
Josh, earlier today, Dion on the radio mentioned that, you know, it wasn't something that you guys were able to expose on St. Louis's defense, much more just about your own offense's execution, and that basically the way you guys played on Sunday is how you expect to perform each time you take the field. Is that a sentiment you think your entire offense shares?
Well, Coach, you know, Coach always tells us that, you know, we on offense we go out there for one reason and one reason only, and he's 100% right, and that's to score touchdowns. And, you know, that's a simple goal that takes obviously a lot of hard work, preparation, communication, and execution to make a reality each week. And I think that we went into that game much like we do every game, trying to give our players a chance to play fast and be aggressive. You know, there's always an element of the players needing to be alert and aware that something that we haven't practiced or haven't shown them could come up, because, you know, every team is well coached and has good players, and they try to do things to you know, kind of get us out of rhythm and create some negative plays. And I thought our guys did a good job of executing against some different looks that we hadn't seen. St. Louis presented us with some different challenges that we hadn't necessarily prepared for, but our guys kind of followed their rules and reacted and executed even so. And I think that's a good thing, and we need to do that on a consistent basis. It's something that we haven't necessarily done each week for 4 quarters, and I think that's got to be a focus for us going forward.
Obviously a big day for Rob Gronkowski on Sunday. It seemed like, in watching the game, that there was quite a bit of space in the middle of the field for him to operate with. Is it oversimplifying it to suggest that when you run the ball effectively like you guys were able to do, you know, that either draws an additional run defender into the box or does something that makes the defense maybe vacate the middle of the field a little bit like it seemed like happened on Sunday?
I think there's definitely something to that. I don't think that that all of Rob's production, or for that matter anybody's production in the passing game, comes strictly from that. You know, I think there was some play that, you know, were drop back passes, and Rob made ran a good route and made some separation at the top of his break, and got the football, you know, on a few occasions that way. There were some play action passes that I think got a reaction from the defense and helped us, get behind that linebacker level of the defense and create some space for him. I think he caught a screen pass and, you know, some other things. But, you know, I think, in the passing game, your production, you know, can come from a lot of areas, or there could be a lot of reasons why. I think ultimately we have to do a good job of running good routes, making good throws. I think that's, you know, creating separation and getting open is certainly the key to the passing game. And Tom was very accurate on Sunday. And, we're fortunate to have some play actions that assist us in getting open. I think that's also that's an added benefit. But, you know, staying balanced is certainly something that can help the passing game. But I also think ultimately it comes down to guys, you know, doing a good job of running their routes and getting open, and Tom throwing them the ball.